The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ted Cruz is escalating his propaganda war as he steals the election with the RNC, as he steals the Republican nomination, or attempts to a new level. I have a clip coming up where Cruz says he's winning every single election and is ahead, and that Trump is a sore loser, even though he has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more delegates than him. And that this is democracy that Trump is fighting. But they never mentioned, by the way, we just got all the superdelegates that announced in Colorado and other states, they're ignoring what the actual delegates said that they were representing. But that's a cart before the horse in Colorado, because they never even had the primary. But then the delegates say, actually, we want Trump. And they go, no, no, no. The superdelegates that we just pulled out of a hat, they now vote for Cruz. And then Matt Drudge comes out and says, you know, this looks pretty bad. He didn't even say that. He links to the headlines, you know, no voters needed. And the conniption fit begins with Cruz calling Trump a La Cosa Nostra Sicilian mobster. Well, I mean, Trump's not even Italian, but why are you dragging Italians into this or Sicilians into this? It's just bizarre. I mean, it's kind of like saying Trump's in the Mexican mafia. I don't know what it means. It's just Trump's in the Crips and the Bloods. It's just some gutter level deal that he thinks appeals to people. Like when he said, "We don't like you New Yorkers down here in the South." That'd be kind of a shameful statement if it was a Southerner or a real Texan, but he's from Canada. And I'm just really tired of folks from other countries going, "Yeah, boy, got my cowboy hat, got my snakeskin boots. I tell you one thing right now, there's one thing I like to do with my lariat. Go out there and rope me a steer and cook it up for dinner out there at the chuck wagon. How long's it been since you had a big old steaming bowl of Ted Cruz BS?" Well, that's too long, isn't it? So we're going to come back with the main launch of the transmission today, and it is going to be amazing. It's exclusive at the New York Times, exclusive at Politico. Everywhere has the big headline: Roger Stone, Trump delegates should sign a loyalty pledge. He broke that here yesterday. I mean, I'm not bragging that we just keep having the exclusives with Roger Stone. I just love how the media is calling an exclusive. Here is the actual video, full 45-minute interview, 46-minute interview, up on Infowars.com. It's got a headline that would sink a submarine, though. "Tricky Ted Cruz lies more than Nixon, Roger Stone." That's kind of an interesting headline on the interview, but the interview really is about the future of the Trump campaign, the attempt to steal the election, and the headline. My fault. I should be coming up with these headlines, because I just get shell-shocked by the end of the show and with all this breaking news here, and I don't really realize how important it is, or go tell folks the headlines, or go have somebody write an article about it. But it's okay, because then everybody else does, so at least the news gets out, and that's what's important. But it reminds us what we all do as citizens, as voters, as mothers, as fathers, as humans. We get so close to tyranny, fighting it, that we almost become comfortable with it, even when we're having victories. We're having sensational victories against the tyrants, but we don't really stop and then celebrate those victories. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Yay! They're illegitimate, run by foreign interests. People know the Federal Reserve's private now on average. They know there's a global government being formed. They know they're stealing the election. We're forcing a fight. They wanted to just say, there's no Agenda 21. There's no global government. There's no banker bailouts. There's no credit default swaps. I would talk about derivatives with banking experts 19 years ago. I didn't learn about it until the first few years I was on air. But a couple years on air, I started learning about it, and I would have these banking experts on. Incredible stuff. Lawyers, you name it. people would write articles saying I was making it up. Well, now we know credit default swaps were real, it's all rigged, and we're just having that wake-up process. The world's waking up together right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's still the same to me.
Can you believe it? It's Wednesday, the 13th day of April, 2016. Coming up in a couple days, you get those checkbooks out and you write those checks to the Federal Reserve, care of the Internal Revenue Service, established in 1913 in the dead of night, December 23rd, by three senators. Gotta love it, don't you? Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us as we broadcast coast to coast, border to border, and worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And in our fight against the globalists, it's time to double up or quit. We are having major victories. We are exposing them. We are making them reveal themselves as the larcenous, vicious tyrants they are. A lot of positive things are happening right now. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, former member of Ron Paul's operation, good friend of mine, patriot, will be joining us to talk about a new film that is going to be premiering in Texas, and it's important that when it premieres in theaters that it sell out, because then other theaters around the country will pick it up, and it could really be an effective situation. Kamal Saleem will also be joining us, and Chuck Undersea, the maker of the film, David Knight, will be hosting the fourth hour. And guess who's in the film Revelation, Dawn of Global Government? General Boykin, former head of Special Forces, founder of Delta Force, you name it. We've got Stuart Rhodes, Kamal Saleem, Chuck Undersea obviously directed it, yours truly, Alex Jones. I'm kind of almost like the narrator of it. And then we've also got, well, everybody else. We've got the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. Ron Paul. Ron Paul went and watched a private screening of it this last weekend. In fact, Chuck Undersea sent me some amazing photos. I ought to give you guys so we can tweet them and Facebook them out. I have no position in this film. You know, that is, I don't own the film. I'm not invested in it. When it comes out on Blu-ray and DVD, we will sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. But Chuck Undersea used to be a TV producer and make big national TV commercials. And he's also a retired Army colonel. He's a patriot, a Texan, and he's put everything he's got into this film, everything. He spent 3 years making it or longer, and so that's why I'm promoting it, because it's really designed to wake up somebody who's not aware of what's going on. And it's got a lot of amazing sequences shot in it. It's got a reenactor of George Washington who looks just like George Washington. It's just as tall as George Washington. We've had him in studio before. So that is coming up in the second and third hour today. But we're not just going to talk about the film or play some first-ever excerpts here, sneak peeks. We are also going to be tying it into what's currently happening and affecting the future battle space as the globalists attempt to take over our constitutional republic completely. Now, let me go ahead and break down some of the news that is coming up, obviously. I want to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour to get your view on the big election steal. There is powerful video up on DrudgeReport.com of the Colorado Election Day revealed, where it shows the unanimous vote for Ted Cruz by the appointed superdelegates, ignoring the real delegates who didn't even get to represent voters. So it's frauds within frauds within frauds. Delegates were decided 10 seconds at a time. Trump calls process a disgrace. Cruz email asked for $35 to be top deputy delegate. That's right. Cruz is now offering not to pay off delegates, but offering to be part of his operation as a voter. If you're one of his minions, he will bring you in and then claim that you are a real delegate. So I guess they want actors, basically, to play the part of delegates. It's what he's recruiting is an army of people to say, here are my delegates. But you have to pay to be one of his gang members, I guess. So people are really flipping out. Here's some of the stories up on InfoWars.com. 2016, the year the Americans found out our elections are rigged. Ah, the illusion of choice. The scales coming off the eyes. Big story that we broke here yesterday, now in Breitbart, New York Times, Politico, you name it. See the full video interview with Roger Stone at the bottom of the article. Roger Stone, Trump delegates should sign a loyalty pledge. Very, very powerful article. One of the most powerful he's written in a long time. And again, it's an article written around the exclusive interview where he first broke it here. Just pointing out, you normally a lot of times hear stuff here first. We're very proud of that fact, to not just be analyzing news or going out and doing original investigations, but also breaking a lot of exclusive information with newsmakers like Roger Stone on a daily basis. Huge developments with Dr. Corsi yesterday of his investigation into the Cruz campaign, actually running the takeover of Eagle Forum and mugging a 92-year-old woman, Phyllis Schlafly. We've got an article going up on InfoWars.com about that interview as well. Phyllis Schlafly, my board plotted to fire me over Trump. We have that interview with him as well. That's up on InfoWars.com. But before I get into all the latest election news, the theft of the election, the canceling of the voters in primaries in many states now, before we get to this slow motion destruction of our electoral process, Let's look at the background of what's happening. Turmoil all over the world. Presidents, prime ministers, chancellors being appointed to office. Wars. Economic meltdown in China. The World Bank coming out, the IMF saying they're going to go to zero interest rates. This is all part and parcel of the mega colossal bubble we're all sitting on top of. And there's a good chance Donald Trump may not get assassinated, may actually be able to defeat the cheaters, because the popular will, I'll give him about a 30% chance of not getting killed or actually getting in office, one or the other. And that's 30% chance. And I'm not putting negative odds out there to scare people. Donald Trump is a hero because of his courage. I disagree with some of the things he says, but he's on a suicide mission. That's the headline of this segment. Donald Trump's on a suicide mission. Now, a suicide mission doesn't mean you're going to die every time, but it means there's a good chance. 50-50 or 30-70. I mean, it means we're talking Russian roulette here. And you got to admire a man in the arena like that, because I'm a man in the arena. Not as much as Trump is, but I'm pretty close. And so's Roger Stone and others. And it's an exclusive club. Matt Drudge is in there deeper than I am in the arena. And I see a lot of other people buckling to it at major news sites. And I see other news sites split. I know WorldNet Daily is split. But the old wise man over there, Corsi, is not split. He knows Trump. He knows this is for real. Cruz is putting a lot of heat on people. The Republican establishment is really dropping the hammer. We've been threatened. This is a serious moment in America and for the world. Now, with that backdrop of Donald Trump on a suicide mission, and quite frankly, a lot of other people on the mission with him, but he's right at the front. He's the general with the hat and the epaulets up there. In front of these crowds of 30, 40,000 people where they can infiltrate somebody. I mean, he is the big sitting duck. He is the man in the crosshairs. I'm just two or three rows back up here, and I know how dangerous it is. Because I'm just in the general firing line direction. And all these cowards rolling over to the system, lying to themselves, back in Ted Cruz, back in Kasich. Just remember, you had a chance to save the country if we lose this thing. Just remember. Panicked elite. Now, here's the backdrop. Our story's up on drudgereport.com. It's the top story on the left-hand side. Panicked elite buying bomb-proof luxury survival bunkers to escape civil unrest and disasters. Underground shelters protect high-net-worth individuals from the, quote, general public. These are close quotes. Now, I told you more than a decade ago from our high-level sources and high-security home builders that it was exploding, that it was happening all over the Western world, and that many elites were moving to New Zealand to escape the economic bubble. I then ran into, about 6 years ago, a billionaire defense contractor who told me that within 5 to 6 years, and we're now 6 years down the road, that, quote, there wouldn't be an America. And I said, what do you mean? And they said, you know, you talk about it on your show. Let me just say, you are dead on, and you're going to become very famous. And this was 6 years ago. I was well known, but nothing like this. And I said, why do you say that? And they said, because what you're saying is what is happening, and you are dead on. So stay alive, and you're going to, quote, get very famous. And this isn't about Alex Jones getting very famous. This is like, you know, running around in the East Indies or something with a bunch of headhunters that want to eat you. You know, it's like standing out in that situation. But they're building serious hardcore bunkers everywhere. They're running to New Zealand because the bubble is going to make the Great Depression. If it fully pops and the elite behave like I think they're going to behave, it'll be, let's not exaggerate, 10 times worse than the Great Depression? 10 times worse. And so we're going to come back and play these videos and get to all this. Panic elite buying bomb-proof luxury survival bunkers to escape civil unrest disasters. And here's another one that's a flashback last week. Another InfoWars.com story. Paul Joseph Watson, millionaires fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. Elite are panicked over potential race riots, crime wave. And there's another story underneath the one on Drudge, London Telegraph. World sleepwalking into fresh crisis. Well, it's been engineered. I mean, the public's been put into this trance. So just get ready. One of my other concerns is Trump could get in, everything implodes, and they blame it on him. Stay with us.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Voice. I'd rather sit around the backyard, look out over the hill country, drink some lemonade, and listen to this.
Man who made you great. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
I saw the photograph.
I saw the photograph.
Wow, where to begin?
He blew his mind out in a car.
He didn't notice the lights had changed.
He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
Crowd of people stood and stared.
Crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was.
Look at this headline. This is coming up. Another Paul Joseph Watson article. You ought to link this one on the one that's on Drudge so people can see that it ties together as an update. Bill Clinton predicts global crisis that will divide the world, says Hillary will know what to do when it happens. They are cooking up a new global war, ladies and gentlemen, big time. We're going to talk about some of those global crises here in a moment. We have a high-level media source that, let's just say, does work for the Democratic Party or within those groups. Let's just say this. We have moles. And a very trusted mole let us know today, and I want to thank you, that in major cities in the U.S., that when InfoWars reporters are on scene, they are going to be there in InfoWars.com regalia, committing assaults and crimes and screaming racist stuff. As if our audience doesn't know you're going to run a false flag. And the media will take the bait. We will do face scan identification, which you can do with Google online, to the is publicly available. And we also have HUMET. Our listeners are so many millions, they will find out who you are. And it will blow up in your face. I almost didn't come on air and put this out because I almost want you to do it. But see, I got to play by the rules, so I have to encourage you not to commit crime. And I have to encourage you to be moral and good. And I have to encourage you to do the right thing. But let me just say this. You don't scare us. And I'm not going to tell you to give it your best shot, but our supporters don't commit crimes. It's well known. No matter how many times they've tried to frame us, you've been caught. The time they said I was trying to kill Michelle Malkin, it was her people behind me screaming it onto the camera. We blew you wide open. The times that they claimed all the other lies about us, it's not true, and our audience knows it's not true, and Roger Stone doesn't want violence, and we didn't call for violence. They've got it all over CNN, all over MSNBC. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And we know who you are. Of course, that's another point I should add. We know who the ringleaders are for before you do it. I mean, I'm already thinking about this like, well, we'll do face scan searches and people will email us who they are. Because we caught him with Rand Paul when he was running for Senate and winning. The Democrats would dress up in hayseed outfits and hold up signs saying they hated Hispanics and black people. And we found out they were Democratic Party operatives. And we've caught folks doing it to Trump. I mean, it's gone on a lot. But I'm sitting here thinking how we're going to catch you when we have people in your own organizations. Man, it's got to really freak out some of the White House-run groups that we have people inside their organizations who communicate with us, not through our email here, obviously, but through other sources that then bring it to us. But imagine, the average leftist is in these organizations, and they really believe all this. And then they're sitting around in meetings about how to frame people and how to create racial divisions and stuff, and they've heard me talk about it, and they go, Alex Jones is actually right, and they flip right there over to the rebellion, over to the alliance, over to the defense of the republic, and they realize, wow, we're on the wrong side. Yeah, we're the real liberals. We're lower taxes, family, more rights, free speech, religious freedom. We're against all these wars. We're against torture. We're patriots. I support Thomas Jefferson. I also admire, you know, people like George Washington. But when it comes down to political ideas and the founding of this country, that was the most hardcore, radical, libertarian ideas the world's ever seen before or since. I mean, you got the nerve to call yourselves intellectuals because you have like beards like that guy in the... All these men try to look like the guy from The Hangover, try to act, you know, ironic and cool, but you talk to a lot of them. I mean, these people can barely wipe their rear ends. I mean, I talked to a lot of them. They can't talk. They just keep going, I'm intellectual, you're racist. And really? I mean, we're against canceling on the election. We're against robbing Bernie Sanders of his votes and Donald Trump. Can't you stand for
we're
that?
On the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Leader buying bomb-proof luxury survival bunkers to escape civil unrest and disasters. That dovetails with this story. Millionaires fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. A leader panicked over potential race riots and crime waves. Western governments are putting light posts up in every major city that we look at with microphones and cameras to watch you. The feds have announced they want to get bills passed federally and locally to automatically just pull you over and then download your cell phone to see if you've, quote, been on it. I mean, we are going into 1984 while millions of jihadist military-age men flood the United States and Europe. It's in the hundreds of thousands here, millions and millions in Europe, with no background checks and fake IDs are given to them. So none of this has to do with security. It is all about total and complete domination and control. And the more terror attacks there are, the more of our liberties the power structure and system can take, obviously. Now, I want to get into these articles. One's from last week. The reason I brought it back up is it ties into this one. Panicked elite buying bomb-proof luxury survival bunkers to escape civil unrest and disasters because While we're watching the establishment for the first time in modern history openly steal elections in the United States, cancel primaries, have party officials appoint the nominee, as we see all this unfolding, there's the backdrop of the economic meltdown that is already happening in most areas of the world, beginning here, and serious collapse is looming. And some say, hey, be positive, and that will keep confidence up and we'll stay this off. No, it won't. It'll allow the establishment to control the collapse, hold us hostage with new banker bailouts and a new list of demands to not exacerbate the crisis they created. They hold us hostage with the crises they've created. That's what's going on. That's wrong. So if we don't get that narrative out to people, and if we aren't honest with people, we don't have a snowball's chance in hell. So that's coming up as well. I want to open the phones up in this hour and for about 20 minutes into the next hour. Stuart Rhodes joins us, the founder of Oath Keepers. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. What do you think of the steal going on? Where do you think it's all going? What dirty tricks do you think they're going to pull on Trump? What do you think about the elites just gearing up like it's the end of the world? Government digging in, the military training exponentially for collapse. Can it be averted? Boy, I sure hope so. I'm so busy trying to stave all this off and trying to warn people, I'm not as prepared as I need to be. Believe me, just because I'm up here shooting my mouth off about being ready doesn't mean I am. Had a lot of family stuff, a lot of private stuff go on the last few years that, you know, messed up a lot of my plans and what I was trying to do. But, I tell you, I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, from my gut to yours, from my intellect to yours, from my soul to soul, navel to navel, forehead to forehead, there's basically no way we're wrong. And I wish I was wrong. I mean, I've gone from knowing I was pretty much right, going, man, I hope things work out and I'm proven wrong. Man, I hope I get discredited. To now just, whoo, buddy, you need to get your family ready. You need to stop working so much and you need to get your butt in line. And then just the guilt at a flesh level that I'm not rolling over to the system and kissing their hind end or trying to get out of the country. But you know what? The coward dies a thousand deaths, and my children wouldn't have a future if I rolled over to the system. They don't have a future if I try to run up the white flag and get out of Dodge. No, this is exciting. This is the animating contest of liberty. I want to be like my ancestors. I want to be decent and strong and have honor. Well, we're going to get our mettle tested, aren't we? Because this is only the beginning, and everybody knows it. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Before we go any further, we're running a special we have not run in about 6-8 months on one of our best-selling products. Unprecedented special. Get 25% off the super high-quality nootropic Brain Force. Both listeners and the InfoWars crew can't stop talking about what BrainForce has done for all of us. Unlike some energy drinks and supplements, BrainForce uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. Some ingredients in BrainForce are prescription in Europe. BrainForce, InfoWars Life already has hundreds of 5-star reviews that you can read for yourself along with all the research and other information. Go find out all the different things it's got in it and why it's a very, very strong formula, extremely organic, extremely purified, extremely concentrated. Go read the reviews. Amazing product, 5.0. I was skeptical. I'm not disappointed. 5.0. We're just showing the latest reviews today on major third-party site Power Reviews. This product does so much more than stated. Awesome. Well, that's how we operate here. There's a barbecue place in Texas that's a chain, but it's pretty good barbecue. And they say the worst barbecue in Texas. Everybody says they're the best. The worst supplements and nutraceuticals in the world. They don't do anything for you, these key amino acids and trace elements and key compounds and BioPQQ and CoQ10. It's horrible. It's just a donation to the show to help fund the operation. This stuff does not do anything. Supermel Vitality, no effect. Superfemal Vitality, no effect. Anthroplex, no effect. Of course, I'm being super sarcastic here. The easiest thing to really use and get results that you can notice if you're a man, normally in the morning, for whatever reason, I'll just leave it at that, is Supermel Vitality. But seriously, unprecedented special. It's only running for a few days, 25% off Brain Force at InfoWarsLife.com. That's the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is sold out. It'll be back in about a month. Liver Cleanse is back. Liver Shield, the Deep Cleanse is back. Still have that combo special running. Supermel Vitality, Supermel Vitality X2 is the one you got to try. Joint formula, people have been using that. It's just the known absolute compounds that are known to help your joints and things at a very low price. A whole bunch of ingredients together for the price normally of what one ingredient of similar strength would be. A lot of this is just staple, high-quality, low pricing. Knockout is just valerian root and L-tryptophan and melatonin and a bunch of other just known, safe, healthy things for true restful sleep. And normally, again, one bottle of melatonin of this dose, same amount, will be $19.95. Knockout, it's eight other ingredients. They're big pills, same price. And they're in a powder pill form, so you get huge absorption. Not as good as liquid, but better than a hard pill form. So you can, little hint, you can break these open, put them in water, and drink them that way as well after they're dissolved, or mix them in with fruit juice, whatever the case is. When I'm really fired up, really angry, got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm kind of in war mode, which happens sometimes, I'm really kind of a nighttime person, so I got to settle down sometimes. And it's better than drinking a six-pack to go to bed. I'll just be honest with you. I don't drink that six-pack now, folks, or that bottle of wine. I take two of these. That's what it takes. You know, I'm wound up. It's how God built me. And people think I'm on stimulants. I laugh at them. Man, I have like one cup of coffee a day, maybe a cup of tea, but I just don't need them. In fact, that might be my problem with Brain Force. I love Brain Force. People say it's their favorite nootropic out there. I don't take it unless I'm really tired or down, which isn't often. When I'm sick and stuff, I'll take it because, quite frankly, it does have high quality, a little bit of Aramata in it, and just the other stuff in it. It's not stimulants, but it just makes me bounce off the walls. But folks that are really tired love it. So check it out today, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com the umbrella site where you find all the products, Hillary, for prison shirts and things like that. Okay, I want to go to Cindy and Chris and Paul and Terry and Mark and many others. We'll do that here in a few minutes. But first off, the backdrop. I mean, it's mainline Bank of England, Bank of Scotland, the Royal Bank of Scotland. It's IMF. It's World Bank. It's Federal Reserve heads saying we're on the edge of a total implosion. It'll be worse than the Great Depression. Sell everything you've got. I mean, you've seen those headlines. More fear-mongering than I ever did 5 years ago when I was warning people. Now we don't really have to do that because we were unable to stop it. We couldn't get the policies changed. Now we're just facing how this thing's going to blow up. And it's like you're standing on top of a volcano. They say it's a 99% chance it's going to erupt in the next week. There's lava shooting up, occasional gas, ash starting to come out. But they think it's going to explode like Mount St. Helens and cover two states in ash. Or Pompeii, or Krakatoa. And so I don't know when it's going to blow. I don't know which side of the mountain is going to blow out. I don't know which direction it's going to rain ash. I don't know how big it's going to be, but baby, it's a big one. And it's like a cheesy Star Trek movie where they're on some unstable planet and there's plastic boulders rolling down the hill and we're, sir, the planet won't hold much longer. You've got to beam out of there. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but baby, we're sitting on top of a ton of TNT with lobotomized chimpanzees running around with flamethrowers. And there's fuses sticking up everywhere, and elites are digging in like it's the end of the world. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know they're stealing and robbing and banning speech and starting wars and stealing elections and just running around like psychos everywhere while they build armored fortresses and get helicopters warmed up with the crews on one-hour standby. And private jets are on one-hour standbys all over the place. What do they got planned? Maybe they've just stolen so much the wicked flee with none pursue. Maybe things aren't that dangerous. They've just stolen trillions, gotten away with murder. Major government institutions and banks are running snuff film, white slavery rings, narcotics traffic. Slavery's been brought back all over the world. Just total insanity. And they can't believe what they've gotten away with. I don't know. Maybe it's not bad. Maybe that's the 5% hope that they are just paranoid themselves. I don't know. But panicked elite buying bomb-proof luxury survival bunkers to escape civil unrest and disaster. Underground shelters protect high-net-worth individuals from the general public, close quote. Panicked members of the elite are buying luxury bomb-proof underground survival bunkers because they fear mass civil unrest on the horizon. The company behind the construction of these sprawling complexes, Vivos, says the facilities are for the protection, quote, of high net worth individuals in the event of an apocalyptic style scenarios during which millions will perish or yet struggle to survive as victims. Now, if our power grid goes down within about a month, the country will look like the movie The Road with Viggo Mortensen. And he came on the show, by the way, he's a listener and agreed with me. Where will you go when pandemonium strikes? Ask a promo for the luxury shelters. The biggest facility, called Europa 1, is located in Germany and is one of the most fortified and massive underground survival shelters on Earth. Deep below the limestone mountain and is safely secured from the general public behind sealed and secured walls, gates, and blast doors. Open the blast doors. Open the blast doors. Imperial troops have entered the base. Imperial troops have entered the base. The biggest facility, Europa 1, journalist Lynn Paramore said, she also visited another facility in Indiana, which the former Cold War communication facility. It just goes on and on. And they're building them, and they got seed vaults, and they're running to New Zealand. And I'm just sitting there looking at my kids, and we're sitting around a campfire for, you know, roasting hot dogs, and I'm just like, it's like, come on, man, why is the world so pathetic? You look at these yuppies and these trendies and all of them. I mean, they are entitled. They're anti-free speech. They're arrogant. They think they own you and your family. They hate just anything decent and call themselves liberals. They will be like piranha. The Pentagon's done studies. So have the British. So have other. The Russians did studies. They all found the same thing. Within 3 or 4 days of no food or water, well, about 3 days of no water, people die. But within 3 or 4 days of reduced food and water, most people turn to robbery. Within 10 days, over 90% turn to murder. And within 16 days, almost 100% turn to cannibalism. It's like 97, 98, depending on which national study, in wartime scenarios or in collapse zones. The other 3%, 4%, they commit suicide. You go into the house and the family's hung and, you know, the dogs have been killed with a gun and the people are dead. And then the people eat them as a meal. So I don't know. I might actually eat people for my kids for a while. I thought there was some light at the end of the tunnel. Got to think about those things. That's why. And I wouldn't go out and hunt people, I guess, at first. But people are trying to kill me to eat me. I would try to kill them to eat them. You know what? I'm not being tongue-in-cheek here, but these are the discussions people have to have here. Now, I don't know. I'd probably do anything for my girls. I got a life force instinct. It gets downright evil at certain areas, doesn't it? Doesn't yours? What do you think of these people that can't skin bucks or run trot lines and have never been in a fight and never had a broken bone? What are they going to do when stuff collapses? They're going to run around like screaming lemmings off the edge of cliffs, foaming at the mouth. Let's go to a clip here. But at first, the government's got food stored everywhere to make everybody submit. It's going to roll it out to them at the emergency centers. And there'll be troublemakers that are locked up in the emergency centers, which the Army now calls re-education camps. And then they'll all be fed by the government and do whatever the government says. And they'll be the howling, arrogant mobs stomping around, demanding nationalization of this, nationalization of that. For a nation to fall has to be made morally bankrupt. And baby, you can stick a fork in us. We're done. Except for 20-30% of the public that's still moral and decent. And we're the people that Homeland Security and the FBI and all the training manuals say are the enemy. Veterans, gun owners, constitutionalists, the groups with the lowest crime rate. And the people that are smart enough to not want to go to a re-education camp in your city with a couple hundred thousand screaming millennials who want to tie you up to a pole so they can beat you mercilessly and have their ceremony of manhood or femininity. Their ceremony of dishonor, like Ted Cruz going all over going, yeah, I tell you, losing, loser Trump, he's lost everything. Yeah, he's lost 11 states. Those are states he's gone where Trump won and took the votes after, and now they just cancel another four states and don't even have elections. And then he gets there and goes, it's a democracy. I have the clips. There's new ones. Played them yesterday. Old ones. There's new ones. That's the talking point. Loser Trump. Loser Donald. He's lost. And he's mad and he's upset and he's a sore loser when you fixed it. And that's what it's all about. These people just steal everything. They lie to everyone's face. And then they tell you you're mentally ill because you're not a thief. That's what the government teaches. Because you know what's going on, because you're informed, because you're involved, you're a bad person. We're going to come back and play this clip where they deal with panic delete buying bomb-proof luxury shelters. And then we're going to go to your phone call. Stay with us.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All the leaders
InfoWars. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You got 25% off one of our best products, BrainForce, a great way to try it, this introductory price. InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, I want to go to your calls. I need to play these clips. But here's the headline of the London Telegraph. World faces lost year as policymakers sleepwalk towards fresh crisis, warns the IMF. And again, back to the headline, panicked elite buying bomb-proof luxury survival bunkers to escape civil unrest disasters. That's the story on drudgereport.com, top story left-hand side from Infowars.com. And then it ties into this headline, millionaires fleeing Chicago over fears of civil unrest from last week. And that's in the Chicago Tribune. But we wrote a boil-down story showing other newspapers saying the same thing around the country and around the world, just so you know it's not one little isolated incident. That's why an Infowars.com story is so much better than, say, a New York Times article or a Chicago Tribune, because they'll always report like on one thing and isolate it. We'll connect the dots or put the dots up there and let you connect them. But it goes through all that. I'll go through more of that in the next hour as we take your phone calls, get into the campaign, the latest outrages and more. But here's that clip, about a minute clip, from RT reporting on the panicked elite buying bomb-proof luxury survival bunkers to escape civil unrest and disasters. Here it is.
I began to hear at World Economic Forum meetings in Davos that there were some whisperings in the corridors about very wealthy people buying airstrips in New Zealand and preparing for all kinds of disaster scenarios. So I got interested and started doing research, and I found a guy, Robert Vecino, who is the CEO of a company called Vivos, and he builds these luxurious underground shelters. The one that I visited in Indiana is in a former Cold War communications facility, and it's nuclear blast proof. You go underground and it feels like you're in a very nice hotel. I mean, there's pillow top mattresses on the bunk beds, and there's a luxury kitchen. There's a studio where you can watch movies on a big screen TV. You know, it's not the kind of hideout that you imagine. And this is for wealthy people who are concerned about various disaster scenarios, but a common theme among them is a fear of civil unrest, a fear of an uprising from the 99%.
The real fear is the breakdown of civilization. You got 7.5 billion people. It's a time bomb. You think army ants can eat a whole forest in a matter of hours in Brazil? As modern and as urban as the population is of the globe now, you have a major meltdown. It will be catastrophic beyond our imaginings. Because of the immorality, the domestication, the ignorance, the stupidness of the average Bernie Sanders supporter, the average Hillary supporter, but also the average soft Republican. I mean, you go out and you look at the soft people, and look, I'm not bragging. Compared to really tough people, I'm not that tough, but, you know, I can deadlift 400 pounds, you know, 6, 7, 8 times. More than that, except my hands tear open. I mean, I can hike 30 miles with a pack on my back right now. Average person wouldn't even think about doing that. I know how to get fresh water. I know how to get fresh game. I know. And I've got storable foods and medical gear, because if there's a small chance this could happen, I've got to be ready. Folks, there's a guaranteed chance we're going to have a meltdown, but it's going to be controlled, and they're going to roll out the FEMA camps and the food and the socialism and the reengineering of society. It's such a diabolical, sickening, cloward and piven plan writ large across the world. What's that plan? One of many? It's public? Create such a welfare state of domesticated people things collapse, and then use that to bring in a new order of control with the servile slaves that never knew what it was like to go out and shoot a squirrel or go out and pick wild vegetables and feed yourself. Folks, they can't tie their shoelaces. Trendies are into not having shoelaces. They're into being jellyfish. They're into being fools. It's their religion is to be...